If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Have you been thinking about transitioning into a non-clinical leadership role? Maybe this line of thinking always ends up with you feeling overwhelmed or confused or even frustrated because you're not sure which path to take. You're not sure which role is right for you. Well, you have to decide, is it going to be the path of staying on the hamster wheel of decision making? Or are you going to finally take the first step to securing your future with the next best role? Well, I'm here to help you with my 90-day transition plan. To learn more, schedule your career transition breakthrough call at www.schedulewithdrlisa.com. That's www.schedulewithdrlisa.com. Take care. Hey there, leading ladies. Welcome to the Women Physicians Lead podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa Herbert, a two-time best-selling author, speaker, family physician, and executive leadership coach with over 20 years experience of providing primary care and serving as a healthcare leader. If you are a woman physician ready to make a change in your career and have a seat at the leadership table, then you are in the right place. I'm excited to provide you with the crucial skills you need to be a successful leader and strategies to deal with workplace challenges. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore the new world of building women physician leaders. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. So I wanted to come on today and do a quick check-in. So let me know in the comments, how are you doing? How are you navigating life's transitions? How are you navigating a career transition if that's what you're going through? What has caused you to stop, to reflect, and think about maybe what's going to be your next step? Or maybe you're thinking about what things may have to change in your life or career for you to be able to advance and to make that next move. So these are the topics that we're talking about actually in my podcast, Women Physicians Lead. And I just wanted to see if you were listening to the episodes, see what you thought, see if you had any comments, or just kind of let me know just where you are. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Dr. Lisa. I'm a board certified family physician, best-selling author, speaker, and executive leadership coach. And I help physicians transition into leadership roles so that they can become the respected voices in healthcare. Through my coaching, workshops, and trainings, I help physicians develop the leadership skills that they need in order to be successful. So thank you if you're watching this live. Again, I wanted to come on today and just sort of recap and talk a little bit about what we're covering on my podcast, Women Physicians Lead. So we're talking about all things transition, life transitions, career transitions. And if you're listening, I want to just make sure that you have listened to the previous three episodes and kind of just tell you a little bit about the journey that we're going on. So the first episode in this new season of transitions is episode 55, and it really is talking about just navigating transitions for physicians who are thinking about that transition from clinical medicine to a leadership role. And then in episode 56, we get into navigating grief and growth, right? So this hit for a lot of people, because grief is one of those things that you can experience as an emotion as you're going through a career transition. Think about it. If you are leaving a company and moving to another company, if you're leaving your position and you're taking on a new role, if you're leaving your industry altogether, there's some emotions that happen around that. For some of us, we've built relationships, you know, at the organizations where we work. For some of us, the titles that we've had or the roles that we have are tied to our identity. We've worked hard for a lot of us, you know, either in school, studying, or having experience in a certain industry, and now we're in a totally different industry. So a lot of times there has to be a period of, you know, feeling of loss. There's a period of loss. People kind of go through this emotion of grief. So we talk about that in episode 56. And then in episode 57, we're talking about developing strategies to help you navigate through the transition. And that's really working on some self-discovery and self-reflection techniques and strategies. And then in this most recent episode, 58, I had the opportunity and the pleasure of interviewing Dr. Saria, who is the East Region Chief Medical Officer. And she really shared her journey with us, being very open, being very vulnerable about the things that she's gone through, the transitions that she's gone through as she's moved from being a family medicine physician in clinical practice to now, you know, East Region Chief Medical Officer over a large primary care center. So I interviewed her and also recently wrote a newsletter article based on that interview where I sort of just teased out the five lessons I think that were important that were discovered during that interview, the five lessons that would be useful for anyone going through a transition. And then the one thing for me that really stuck out during that interview was the fact that Dr. Saria was so enthusiastic. She was happy in her role. She was able to still do the things that she loves. She was still able to serve in roles that interest her, being able to be a part of projects that interest her. And I thought it was really important to share that part of it. For a lot of physicians, we sometimes feel like we're kind of stuck in a path, right? That we have to stay along this one sort of lane journey in our careers, but they can be exciting. It can be fulfilling. It can include all of the things, you know, that interest you. So for Dr. Saria, she shared with us what the day in the life of a CMO looks like. And for her, she said, you know, in the morning, it could just start out with her either leading a meeting or being a part of a meeting where, you know, they're talking about a variety of things, case management, patient care, community concerns. Then she said, you know, she could be part of a larger corporate environment meeting where big decisions are being made. She also talked about, you know, being a podcast guest on the show, but also being a podcast host herself. So she's able to infuse, you know, those interests and passions into her day. And then she talked about being part of a board chair of United Way, you know, where she was able to have an impact on communities. So just really shared again with us how vast and the variety of things that, you know, she's able to take part of and be a part of as her role as chief medical officer. So one of the things I wanted to share based on that is how we all can take control of our career and we can design, you know, our own, for lack of a better word, design our own jobs and design the way in which we show up in the roles and that we have. Because many of us do feel trapped in our careers. Sometimes we feel trapped in a certain job. We feel like this path is sort of predetermined for us and there's no room for creativity or innovation or personal fulfillment. But that is so far from the truth. You know, when I'm working with my clients, I have to really allow them the space to think outside the box, right? And also to move them from a place of being stuck to unstuck, to think about how this can look differently. So a lot of times it's just about feeling like you have the power to take control, right? That you can do the things that excite you. You can infuse, again, those things that you're interested in your role, in your day-to-day. So how would you go about doing that? So I'm going to give you five steps to help you take control of your career and design your own job, for lack of a better word. So the first is what we talked about earlier during one of our previous episodes, and that is self-reflection. you have to take time to just sit with yourself and just to think about what excites you, what are your values, what are the things that you're passionate about, what interests you. So the first step is just to think about it. You know, what would that look like? What would that dream job, or what would some things being added to my current role, what would that look like? The second is to identify those opportunities. So this is something that, again, you have to start thinking outside the box. You may have to go outside your department. You may have to look for projects or initiatives, right, that are, again, just removed from your current environment. Or better yet, you can just create it. So a lot of times there are opportunities that you can just create. If you just sit back, listen, network, be involved, see where the pain points are in your organization, see where things can improve, see where things might be lacking that someone else may have not looked at or seen, and identify the opportunity, you know? So that's a way to also kind of design your own job or take control of your career. The third would be, now that you've thought about it, you've identified some opportunities, pitch your idea, tell somebody about it, right? So this is, again, a process that I kind of walk through with my clients, but you have to know who needs to hear this, why do they need to hear it, who is it going to benefit, and how is it going to benefit them, right? So these are all things to think about when you're pitching your idea. And then the fourth thing is to now be in a space of negotiation. So now that you've pitched your idea, obviously it takes some time. People have to think about it and mull over it. But as they're doing that, still negotiate, still sort of, you know, put your name and your idea out there. Let other people know, if you can, if that's a safe space, you know, what you're thinking, and again, what the benefit's going to be. So negotiate the terms of what that's going to look like as well, right? Show your value. How are you going to, again, add not only to the bottom line, but add to the growth, right, of your organization. And then last but not least would be just to be empowered. Right. So now that we've gone through these steps, and let's just say that you are given this opportunity to be able to create this, you know, this new role for yourself, or to infuse some things into your role. Now you have to own it, because you've talked it up. You've said how it would benefit others. You have to own this. And that is a beautiful thing, because it means that you have control over what that will look like, right? You can start to design now what this role or what this project or what this initiative is going to look like, because you own it. So be empowered behind making that decision. So I hope this was helpful. I wanted to come on and just share this with you today to encourage you to think about ways in which you can take control of your career, right? Think outside of the box. Think about ways in which you can benefit others. Think about all those things so that you can still lead with passion, lead with your values first, stay interested, and continue to thrive. So again, I'm Dr. Lisa, board-certified family physician, best-selling author, speaker, and executive leadership coach. And if you are in the middle of a career transition, if you're thinking about transitioning into a leadership role, or you're in a leadership role and you need some support around what that would look like for you, then I invite you to reach out to me for a career transition discovery call. And you can go to schedulewithdrlisa.com. That's schedulewithdrlisa.com. Have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to talking with you soon. Have you been thinking about transitioning into a non-clinical leadership role? Maybe this line of thinking always ends up with you feeling overwhelmed or confused or even frustrated because you're not sure which path to take. You're not sure which role is right for you. Well, you have to decide, is it going to be the path of staying on the hamster wheel of decision making? Or are you going to finally take the first step to securing your future with the next best role? Well, I'm here to help you with my 90-day transition plan. To learn more, schedule your career transition breakthrough call at www.schedulewithdrlisa.com. That's www.schedulewithdrlisa.com. Take care.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.